Thank you, Chair. In as much as I'm horrified by the current events, I must also underline that this is a periodic review, and it is critical that our questions build on the gaps and challenges since our last review to enable us in an interactive dialogue to generate dedicated efforts by the state party on improving compliance to the convention and the optional protocols. And I think this is important to be kept in perspective. On the general principles on non-discrimination, I want to acknowledge some of the important amendments to your legislation as mentioned by the in your opening remarks, such as the amendment number 3 and 4 of law 5761 in 2000. However, I am deeply concerned by the persisting discrimination in your legal system, particularly in relation to your basic law, nation-state of the Jewish people, and in practice against non-Jewish children, particularly Palestinian, Bedouin, refugee and asylum-seeking children, children of migrant workers, and children in the OPD. Can you provide us evidence of more concrete steps taken to eliminate the existing discriminatory practices and to combat racist and xenophobic activities and to eliminate discrimination against children in all disadvantaged situations as outlined earlier? Please also highlight steps taken in relation to vulnerability of Palestinian girls to violence committed by both military officers and settlers. On best respect interest of the child, I note the Children Foster Care Law 5776 of 2016, which elaborates the application of best interest of the child in this setting. However, I'm not able to elicit with any clarity the use of the principle as a standard procedure in all matters pertaining to children. Can you provide evidence on how you ensure the right of the child to have their best interests taken as a primary consideration and how this is consistently interpreted and applied in all its policies and programs, including the